The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently minus 11 degrees and sunny at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Emilio Kent.
And I'm Michelle Ilunga.
And here are your headlines. CSU winter general elections, voting underway. The Bank of Canada announces its trend-setting interest rate. Quebec's top wrestlers will be competing this Saturday.
The Concordia Student Union has begun its 2026 winter general elections. The polls opened yesterday and Concordia students can now vote in person at the SW Hall Lobby, MB Lobby, EV Basement, and Loyola's Lobby. Students can also vote online through the direct link in their emails. Students can vote up until tomorrow. If you are having issues voting online, feel free to reach out to ceo@csu.qc.ca.
The Bank of Canada is holding its key interest rate at 2.25% for the third time. The bank's governing council says short-term economic growth will be weaker than expected. Factors like the Middle East war and the current job market are expected to boost global inflation. Oil and fertilizer prices are also going up.
The war in the Middle East has skyrocketed gas prices throughout the country and in Montreal. Gabriel Gheorghe is following the story and joins us in studio with more. So Gabriel, what's the connection between this conflict and what drivers are paying here?
Yeah, so the gas prices are up as the war between Israel, Iran, and U.S. is intensifying. And the main issue here is that is in the Strait of Hormuz, which is a key shipping route for crude oil, as it connects the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. Obviously, the fighting and attacks linked to the conflict have disrupted the supply routes, and fears have been raised that even more oil could be taken off the market. And because of this, oil prices have increased to over $100 a barrel, and those higher costs are being felt at the pump here.
And is this increase in prices only about the war, or are there other local factors as well?
Not really, but it's worth pointing out that Montreal drivers were already paying a bit more than other areas. CAA Quebec says that that's partly because of local taxes and other regional pricing factors, for example, the transit levies here in the greater Montreal area. However, these costs don't vary much. If anything, this shows how quickly a conflict overseas can affect drivers here. And after speaking to a couple individuals at the gas station, they decided that they were going to, you know, really change the way they drive, drive less aggressively, and coast to stop signs and stoplights to save gas. And some people even suggested selling their cars for more fuel-efficient vehicles. Back to you, Michelle.
The city of Montreal is starting its yearly cleanup 2 weeks earlier than usual. It usually starts April 1st, but this year, the city is hoping to become more inviting as the warmer season approaches. Operations started on Monday. Some city workers have raised concerns about the equipment they will be working with, saying more modern equipment would make their job easier. But the city says it's working on it.
Looking to do a little spring closet refresh? Concordia's on-campus thrift store, Friperie Concordia, is hosting a free clothing swap today from noon to 3 p.m. Students can come by and trade or donate their old clothes for new clothes. The event will be held at the Friperie at the SWG campus room LB018.
In a stunning decision, the Confederation of African Football has reversed the result of the 2026 Africa Cup of Nations, 2 months after the tournament ended. Samuel Kyle has the story.
Morocco is now champion of the 34th Africa Cup of Nations, reversing the result of its controversial final on January 18th against Senegal. Libas Chikolela Diallo is a Senegalese communications student at Concordia and hosts the sports talk show Death of the Midrange. At first, he didn't believe the news.
Again, there's been a lot of fake news, a lot of, fake accusations. So I had to look it up. And the reaction is ridiculous.
The controversy started with a penalty awarded to Morocco during extra time of the final. Senegal players and staff delayed the match by walking off the pitch in protest for 20 minutes. Morocco eventually missed the penalty, and a late Senegal goal gave them the AFCON trophy. Now the Confederation ruled Senegal violated AFCON regulations by leaving the field. They changed the result to a win by forfeit and declared Morocco the champions. For Diallo, it casts a shadow over a competition that often faces criticism from the rest of the world.
Respect the rest of the world to respect the competition when you yourself do not respect the decisions. I don't agree with the referee's decisions, but it is what it is. You would never see that in a Champions League final or in a World Cup final. No team would walk off the pitch.
The decision furthered a perception that host nation Morocco received preferential treatment throughout the tournament. The Senegalese Football Federation called the decision unjust and plans to appeal it. Diallo doesn't like the decision, but hopes that it can finally change the tournament's future.
We just need to be better. So I think it can serve as a stepping stool just to be better for the next editions of AFCON.
Samuel Kyle, Concordia News.
For the first time in 32 years, the Montreal Canadiens now have a 40th goal scorer, Anthony Maruca reports.
Hudson, dishing, Suzuki, Wade shoots, tipped up, score! Caulfield, welcome to the 40 club! OT winner, and Montreal wins 3-2!
With his overtime winner last night against Boston, Cole Caulfield eclipsed 40 goals, becoming the first Hab to do so since Vincent Danfoss did it back in 1994. Hockey reporter Marco D'Amico says fans have waited for this since Caulfield was drafted back in 2019.
Heard about it basically every day since he's been drafted. And he was very happy to put it to bed after scoring that 40th goal and obviously completing that feat that hasn't been done in 32 years.
D'Amico also says Caulfield's success comes as a byproduct of consistent overall improvement in his game.
What's really kind of put him over the hump this year is the fact that he's getting a lot more of those goals at even strength because of his good positioning, because of the way he attacks open ice, and how much stronger he is as an overall player in general.
The achievement comes at a crucial time for the Habs, as the team continues to chase home ice advantage heading into the playoffs.
Yeah, well, I mean, getting home ice advantage is a little bit of a boost because obviously if the series does go all the way, you get game 7 with the last change, right? So that's all as important, and being able to start at home, you know, again with that last change and the crowd behind you, the Bell Center crowd is like having, you know, a 7th player on the ice.
Both the Bruins and the Detroit Red Wings, who Montreal will visit tomorrow night, remain threats to the Habs' playoff hopes. Out of the 8 teams in their division, 6 remain legitimate threats to make the postseason, despite there being only 4 spots.
It is a dogfight, and it will be a dogfight for the next 15 games.
For Concordia News, I'm Anthony Maruca.
Quebec's top wrestlers hit the mat this coming Saturday for the provincial championships at Complexe Claude Robillard in Ahuntsic-Cartierville. This wrestling provincials will be unlike any that came before. Here in the studio to talk about it is Connor Rooney. So Connor, what makes this year's wrestling provincials the first of its kind?
Well, Emilio, the big change is that the way the tournament is being run is going completely digital. They're moving off the pen and paper method. So now things like scoreboards, upcoming matches, previous matches, it's all going to be available to see live through your phone. And what this is basically going to do, it's a more efficient system. It's going to make the tournament run a lot faster, and there'll be less margin for human error as it's completely digitized. And the reason they had to move over to this system is because of the sport's growth in the province. So with this year, there's projected to be about 200 to 250 wrestlers competing, which is the most there's been in decades, according to Jason Chen, who's one of the officials at this event. The past 2 provincials have also broken records, so it just continues to break records for how much attendance there is. I spoke with Charles DeVita this morning, who's competing at this tournament and has for several years, and here's what he had to say.
Just in the last 4 years, my first ever provincials, I showed up, I walked in, weighed in, and I won just because I was the only guy in my weight class, and that happened to like 2 other people that I know. So, I mean, you're going from having 0 guys in your weight class to just last year I had 6 matches alone.
So what does the growth of the sport tell us about wrestling in Quebec?
Well, Emilio, it means that Quebec won't have to do as much outsourcing. So the big provinces for wrestling in Canada right now are British Columbia, Alberta, and Ontario. And what Quebec has had to do to sustain its programs is outsource athletes, refs, officials. And now for the first time since the 1990s, we're basically growing everything at home. We have our own officials, we have our own paramasters, we have our own athletes. At the Canada Games this summer, Quebec won a bronze medal for the 2nd time of its history with an all-Quebec roster. So that's really what it means for the province. Back to you, Michelle.
Looking ahead to next week, chilly weather is expected with a high of 6 degrees on Friday. That's your news to 11:45. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Michelle Ilunga.
And I'm Emilio Kent.